Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, 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 hello. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. It's time for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I host Fat Man West Coast coming to you live, like y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. Wake your ass up. If your ass ain't up by now, that means your ass is running late. 5 minutes after 8 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. 58 degrees outside. It's kind of windy, a little chilly. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, y'all? Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there that's probably waking up with a hangover. Or some of the fathers that's waking up with a hangover from hanging out with the mothers. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope you had a great weekend. I had a great weekend. You know what I'm saying? The kids went with chilling with their mama. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that there. So that means daddy was here at the house. You know what I mean? To get a little peace and quiet and take care of a little business and things like that there. Catch up on some paperwork. Always working. Us fathers is always working. We always doing something. You know what I'm saying? And everything. We always trying to keep chasing. It's not really about chasing the bag. It's about, you know, making sure the morals are there, making sure that the lessons are being learned, making sure that the interaction is there, making sure that the communication is there. You know what I mean? So you know what I'm saying? I thank you guys for tuning in and rocking with me. You guys have been rocking with me for a long time. You know what I'm saying? But it is Monday morning. We're beginning a new week. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate y'all tuning in. Of course, y'all know this week and this morning, we got Mr. Boy Van himself. You know what I'm saying? My man David Nicole is on the show. Hardest working man in show business. Multi-platinum. All right, choreographer, writer. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get into that, but he is here. I think he's on his way here, if I'm not mistaken. Y'all know I told him to stop and get some Krispy Kremes and some what? And some Hennessy. So everybody down there in the lobby, because there's a bunch of people outside. It's a bunch of people outside mixed in with the homeless people. So they've been out there partying because they know David gonna be at that and the other. So you know what I'm saying? They got a taco truck out there. Oh God, it's just. But it's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? We got the loudspeaker going on. Everybody out there, make some damn noise right now. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, y'all. 8 minutes after 8 a.m. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. We do this every Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying? From 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, or I think it's like 10:30 a.m. I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? I get these time zones and stuff messing with me. You know what I mean? So listen, y'all, we got an action-packed show this week. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I hope everybody chilled with their mom. I hope everybody called their mother if you're not mother. First of all, be glad that your mother is here. So make sure you call your mother. I hate getting around people that when their mother call them and this, that, and the other, they're like, damn, mom, what you want, this, that, and the other. Look here, my mama not here. You know what I'm saying? And I wish my mama was here for just 5 minutes so I could tell her how much I appreciate her, how much I love her. Don't get me wrong. I got a chance to tell my mama that. And I used to tell her every chance that I got because I was here in Las Vegas. Was in Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying? So listen, pick up the phone and call your mama. If something going on between you and your mama, squash that shit. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that can come between me and my mother. There's no type of argument, no type of disagreement, nothing at all, because she is all I got. She was all I had. So if your mother is here on earth, not earth, but on earth, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. If your mother's still here on earth, you're blessed. You're very, 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 very blessed. You know what I'm saying? So you make sure that you give her the respect and all the help, all the understanding that she needs because she brung your ass. You know what I'm saying? And I wish my mama was here. I wish my daddy was here. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all are lucky enough to have your mama and your daddy, your sister, your brother, and this and the other. I don't have a sister nor brother. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. And when your parents pass away, you really find out the true colors of your family. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I hope everybody had a great weekend. I know I did. You know what I'm saying? And everything. But it's Monday morning. It's time to get back to things. It's time to get back to the grind. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And not necessarily the grind. It's just time to get back to your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, all your affirmations and things like that. It's time to be positive today. Because the good Lord woke us up today. You know what I'm saying? That's the first blessing of the day. We were woken up. We made the wake-up list. You know what I'm saying? And y'all know how we get down here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know we like to pray for the people that made the wake-up list, the people that didn't make the wake-up list, the people that didn't make the list to see Mother's Day. Pray for all the mothers that didn't get to see Mother's Day yesterday. You know what I'm saying? That was a blessing in itself to be around to see Mother's Day yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to pray for the mothers that didn't get to see Mother's Day yesterday. We're going to pray for the mothers that did get to see Mother's Day yesterday. The sick and the shut-in, the depressed, the mental ill. We're going to pray for everybody this morning. You know what I'm saying? Right here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? So right now, I need everybody to bow their heads and close their eyes. All right? Dear Lord, we come to you this morning, and we thank you for another Monday morning, Lord Jesus. The sun is shining bright this morning. Let's us know, Lord Jesus, that you haven't forgot about us, Lord Jesus, and that you haven't turned your back on us, Lord. And this morning, we just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for everybody that's listening, everybody that can hear the sound of my voice, Lord Jesus. I need you to touch them right now, Lord Jesus. Keep them covered in your blood, Lord Jesus. And everybody, make sure that you thank the Lord. You take that 5 minutes out of your day today, or that 1 minute of your day today, and just stop and say, thank you, Jesus, because I could be somewhere else, Lord Jesus. Just stop and say, thank you, Jesus, because I could be in a whole totally different situation right now, Lord Jesus. Just stop and say, thank you, Jesus, because I couldn't even have a job this morning to go to, Lord Jesus, and I couldn't sit home. But then again, Lord Jesus, sometimes it may be best for me to be at home with my kids, because that way I know what's going on. So just take that few today just to go, thank you, Lord. Just throw that hand up and just say, thank you, Jesus. Or look at somebody and go, God bless you today and everything. And as long as we keep spreading his word and he keeps speaking through us as a vessel, then everything shall be. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen, 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 and amen. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. All right. Y'all gonna learn today. Big shout out to everybody that's out there listening to me right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna get this work. And y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna get this work. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm gonna put it on you and everything. So listen. Y'all already know. Ever hear about? Y'all gotta excuse me. I'm drinking my tea and everything like that. There, you know what I'm saying. I know. I don't know if anybody's seen the post that I made. I'm venturing into some new home-based businesses. You know what I'm saying. One of them is called Drink to Shrink. You know what I mean. So I'm gonna be speaking on that later on today. Alive and everything like that. Of course, you know the travel business. We do the presentation every Wednesday at 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. So make sure that you sign up for that. You know what I'm saying? The travel business is very, very, very sexy. I found another home-based business that I'm going to embark on and everything about getting your organically herbal-made products, detergent, soap, air freshener, cleaner, all of that stuff and everything, you know what I'm saying, from a certain entity. Once I get that squared away, you know what I'm saying, and they pay you to promote their product, you know what I mean. So big shout out to my man King Styles out there, you You know what I'm saying? And everything, everybody that's probably listening right now. Of course, my biggest fan is biggest fan just slipped in the back door again. You know what I'm saying? And everything. We got my girl Twan is in the house. Miss Kelly, if you're nasty and everything. You got to wake your ass up, morning show, y'all. I'm your host, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. Wake your ass up, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, my man, Mr. David Nicole, and I hope I'm saying his name right here. You know he's going to let me know if I'm not. He's going to tell me, Fat Man, you fucked up my name again. You know what I'm saying? But he going to be on the show. Mr. Boy Band himself, Mr. Boy Band Remix himself, okay? You know what I'm saying? This man, I mean, he's done. I mean, he sent me, you know, his bio. I mean, he's gonna be in the Unsigned Hype magazine. Of course, you know everybody that comes on the radio show, we do a write up on it, put him in the magazine. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you a little bit about my man David. You know what I'm saying? And everything before we go to a break. Okay, multi-platinum Grammy nominee. Billboard Award winner with over 15 million records sold. Traveled the world as a choreographer and dancer with such acts as NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, Aaron Carter, and lead singer for the Chippendales World Tour. No shit. Go ahead. I didn't know he was a... I didn't know David was a Chippendale. Ain't that what I mean? Currently producing two stage shows, Trouble and the Boy Band Remix. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. You can't get... you Look here. You can't get no background bigger and better than that. You know what I'm saying? But listen, y'all. He on his way here. Yeah, that's right. He's on his way here. Mr. NSYNC himself. Mr. Bye, 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 bye. Bye, bye. Oh, that might be the wrong one. Hold on, y'all. Because you know I don't want to be doing, pushing the wrong music and everything. You know, I have to go into, my Professor Clump mode. Well, you know, I just can't, play any old damn thing, and I have to do up the music and stuff like that there, but, you know, everything is all right, but, you know, we waiting for Mr. David to come up in here. How we having fun up in here? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We don't do it like this. Hold on. I'm going to give you a sample of who Mr. Nicole is, and this and the other, and everything. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to, here we go. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. Listen, he going to be just a little bit, but here's a sample of who he is and what he does. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Let's go.
Baby, come on, I love you endlessly.
sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, my man. David N-I-C-O-L-L is in the damn building. You know what I'm saying? He is on his way up here. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up at 657-383-0199. I guess y'all never guessed that Fat Man have a Backstreet Boy or a boy band on the show. Oh, hell. I like that shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we going to pay some bills, y'all, and we going to be right back with my man, Big D. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the bank, where you deposit young money and you get cash money. I'm Tunchi the Boss, and live from the vault is Bust a Bus.
Yeah. Yo, swag mania, pop the ghost most, carry the most, beautiful with us happily toast, keep the faculty close, gross when we give them a dose, got them OD and leaning in each coast, scenery froze, take notes, rock boats, diamonds that fit us, Chanel mention the winner, who f***ing with us, we coming to give them the shivers, water we flow, spilling like rivers, flood in the street, hoping the swimmers moving gorillas, King Kong's Godzilla's when we roll up, sleep filling, get up when I show up.
Please don't throw up, hold your liquor, grow up, if you're robbing, please we'll show you how to blow up, thank your lucky stars, it's a rap dog, tuck it. Then my bite like a rantin, to my chagrin, you never win, model thin, walking cracking your shin, she gives in every time that I spin, square up, bow down to the kings of the hall, we way gone, talk while we ball, so what's cracking with y'all?
Native New Yorker, the slick talker, keep it in order, call a reporter, stepping like British walkers, legendary swag, fluent, see the influence, see how we do it, get them into it steadily, got them stupid, so undisputed, act full, back tool, till they pop off, police crowd up the street, blocking them off, locking them off, got these wildin' while I signal my soldiers, bossing it up, maintaining composure, stand on the sofa, 30 bottles, 20 waitresses, bring them over, see how we light up, call a promoter, tell that, bring the bag, better hurry up with it and count the money up proper, cause you can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
Yeah, I feel good, don't it, I feel good, don't it, hey, I wanna let y'all know, hey, hey, I wanna let y'all know, this season, and you listening to Q-Tip.
Set them up, stiletto up, saddle up and let's go. Good times, only difference, making it dope. Chatter is up, peep the way we batter it up. On top of the mountain, folding the ladder up. You're dead and done, rip up your paper cause your status is none. Transfixed on the sink to the page, whether chopper or gauge. You're just a single cause you wouldn't engage. Turned up with the script on the cup, you keep the goblets with us.
See how we push, sometime I'm on forget cough. Beat him in the head, boop-a-dee-dee-bop, zippity-boop. Beat him in the head again, stop killing me, wolf. Wop, beat him till he drop, piggity-poof. Oxy and me, he don't want no problem with... Let's get to drinking poison our livers, damn it, we sinners. When me and Abstract together, see we deliver. She got me touching it, f***ing all on my fingers, damn it, we winners. Pillars of this rap, homie, they know. Kill anything till it's time for me to go. That's when I vomit with a blowin' and I black and get a little bit dummy. The microphone is bleeding, you should take it from me.
Incredibly, we do it in the resumes and music. I tune it, you tube it, it can never ever be refuted. It's naughty for and naughty for ninas and ballerinas, ballers and in-betweeners, blatant non-believers and overachievers, kicking it in pay late Adidas, drink gallons of liters. All of you must reconcile the leaders, she's begging to eat us and her man's attitude defeaters, but never a scandal because me and Buster prone to handle with gentlemen.
Not to mention me veterans, sick and need me some medicine. For our black, you should get off my premises. Better fly, you pelican, idiot. But then again, you need a suit for your funeral measurements. See, we doing it effortless. It's never getting no better than this. Giving you that you miss a better preference. Watch me turn them to skeletons. See how I come and bring out the betterness. Thomas with it, I repped it forever. This line, United Emirates. Size private plane, that kind of etiquette. Purchasing diamonds, handle them delicate. Now you need you a better ref. You can peep us regular and see we all in this. Like we ain't never left, never left, never left.
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show.
Close my drip on daily just so they can see.
I see the lid with the box, and it put the stick in the box.
And I'm back to my ways, cause I'm fighting.
stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Just get real!
The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
In the mix with the blend kids.
Like this.
Fat Man West Coast. West Coast. West Coast.
You are listening to Unsigned Hype Radio, a.k.a. the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, with your host, Fat Man West Coast, live from downtown Las Vegas.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. Good morning. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. It is 58 degrees out here, 8:28 a.m. Out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to say good morning, good morning, good morning to you. You know what I'm saying? It is time to get up and get your day started. You know what I mean? Because ain't nobody going to get it started for you, so you might as well. And get it started yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But you know what time it is, y'all. You know what I'm saying? They got more skeletal remains found at Lake Mead 1 week after the body was washed. Was washed up and found in a barrel. Okay. All right. Well, you know, like you said, y'all, you know, like we said, you know, ain't no telling what's in the bottom of Lake Mead. So I would suggest people not to go out there, because ain't no telling what you're liable to run into. And that's sad that, you know, the summertime is coming up and kids that like to go out there to Lake Mead and go swimming and stuff like that. It's just not safe anymore. And that's the sad part about it. It's just not safe anymore. We're going to have to start going back to the YMCA and pools and everything. You know what I'm saying? But I got an app called Swimply. You know what I'm saying? Because I am a travel agent. We deal with an app called Swimply, which gets us access to any pool in the United States. Private pools. We can do private parties. We can do just private swim sessions with our family and things like that to go and, to an exotic pool instead of just a community pool and thing. You know what I'm saying? To be able to have that privacy and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's a blessing in itself, you know what I mean? But like I said, y'all, it is 8:38 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'd like to welcome y'all to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. It is time for our interview segment, you know what I'm saying, with Mr. David Nicole. And he's on his way up, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up at 657-383-0199. Make sure you share the show, share the show, share the show, share the show. You know what I'm saying? Text the link, share the show, tell your mama, tell your sister, tell your brother, tell your auntie, tell the next door neighbor, tell everybody out there in the front yard. If you pull it up to the stoplight and roll the window down and tap your horn a couple of times and tell that person in the next car, hey, are you listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show? You need to be, and share the link with them. Yeah, that's right, share the link with them right at the stoplight. Do that for me, do that favor for me. That show me that y'all, you got love for me, you know what I'm saying? And everything. But listen, y'all can hit us up, y'all. Let me know, or let my man David know about how you like his music and this, that, and the other. He has been a world traveler, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, over 15 million records sold. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot. A lot of records being sold, you know what I'm saying? He's been around the world and I. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, y'all, we just wait for him to get here and everything, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all buy the traffic. There's a lot of accidents this morning, you know what I mean? So, make sure you try and avoid those accidents, y'all, you know what I'm saying? And try and arrive alive. man, I mean, yeah, man, some of these cars, some of these accidents they get into, these cars ain't made the way they used to be made. You know what I mean? But like I said, y'all, it's just time to be cautious of your surroundings. You know what I'm saying? Be aware of where you're driving. Be aware of who's driving in front of you. It's sad we have to defensive drive. We have to drive for other people when we're on the road, when we should be driving for ourselves. We have to drive for other people. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you take care of that. Listen, I think it's only what? 10, 12 days left in school, and the kids will be out for the summer. You know what I mean? So you make sure you have some plans for those kids, because they're tired of sitting in the house. They're tired of sitting in the house. They're tired of sitting in the house. Hell, I'm tired of sitting in the house with them. So we're going to make sure that we got a plan for them. You know what I'm saying? And everything. It'd be like, don't y'all want to go outside? But then again, I don't know. But see, that's the sad thing about where I live at and everything. It's like, you know, you'd be like, don't they be wanting to go outside? But, you know, my neighborhood is not the safest neighborhood to be going outside. Little kids going outside and everything. You know what I mean? So, you know, I have to, we have to make adjustments over here in the hood. You know what I mean? In the hood, y'all. It's 8:34 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. 58 degrees, y'all. Hit me up at 657-383-0199. That's
Talk about something. I count six shots.
Bustin' out the bando. A nigga jury real metal like a piano. I went from rad to riches to a 50 with tips. I went from smart car to a bitch with some smart lips. And that if it need make my hip limp. I'm going fishing with these little bitty strip dips. And my bankroll kinda big dip. She gon' bring it on a big ship. Quite trail, no quick trip. I got dubs in the island, no tip, yeah. And she ain't wanna have a good day. Smoke way more weed than the guy in LA. I hold them birds till next May.
Goddamn.
Never let them fly away.
What?
I heard, this is what my nigga can
if
say.
If it ain't about the money, yeah.
Don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money,
ain't no use to you ringing my line, stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money,
nah, I can't even hear what you say, I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money, bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it.
I crack an 11, I pack an 11.
I boom, turn.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are just set. I sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend. Pants out the grocery store, they stuff with ladies.
Hey, bro.
Hey. She try make the answers, I tell on these bitches. Hey, when it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches.
Think we in the neighborhood, fall. Standing at the corner store with a pocket full of dough. I be damned if a nigga wipe a hood, ho. Learned that from UGK, back a pocket full of stone. Put your money down like a book of hard folk. Playing with it, I'ma send them through your car, though. My wife flooded, shit sick, got Bravo. I'm doing it for black and yellow, free hard, oh. The head honcho, nigga, no tonto, nigga. I'm quick to put some bricks in a Bronco, nigga. Nigga, stop the shit while I don't respond at all, nigga. No murder, no dough, no combo, nigga. Don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money,
ain't no use to you ringing my line, stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money,
nah, I can even hear what you say, I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money, bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it. Turn it.
I pack an 11, I pack an 11.
I boom, turn.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are just
set.
I sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend.
Hey.
Pants out the grocery store, they stuff with ladies.
Hey, bro.
Hey. She try make the answers, I tell on these bitches. Hey, when it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches. Hey.
What you think we in the neighborhood about? Standing in the trash like good blow. Nate baby used to play that crack. Ride stole the car while he bang that act. If he ever took a law, better bring that back. Catch him with your bitch and he gon' blow your brain out there. Hey, know you better be on your bad behavior when addressing me. Because by gun, we don't let him be. Nigga disrespect me, I'ma catch a felony. For real, if you listen, I can get you paid. But not interested in the shit you say. If it ain't about the money, don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money,
ain't no use to you ringing my line, stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money,
nah, I can even hear what you say, I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money, bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it. Turn it.
I pack an 11, I pack an 11.
I boom, turn.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are just
deafened.
I sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend.
Hey.
the Gucci store, they stuff with ladies.
Hey, bro,
hey. She try make the answers, I tell on these bitches. Hey, when it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches.
I what's that we in the neighborhood for? Standing at the corner store with a pocket full of dough. I'd be damned if a nigga wipe a hood, ho. Learned that from UGK, back a pocket full of stone, nigga.
Yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? I think the man has finally arrived. You know what I'm saying? He downstairs signing autographs and shit and everything. I keep telling him, man, make sure you just come on in. Don't stop downstairs because it's going to gather a crowd and everything. So I hope he get through with my Krispy Kremes in my Hennessy, because I know that they'll be passing out no Krispy Kremes to this and the other, man. Look here, you know what I'm saying, and everything, because they out there hungry, the other, you know what I'm saying, they got me over here. Y'all be thinking that downtown Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying, the strip and this and the other is all glitz and glam. Yeah, on the Las Vegas Boulevard, it is. Behind them buildings, you got the hood, you got the neighborhood, and you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. And there's people homeless in these hoods and stuff, you know what I mean? They sleep around here in the alleys, and I mean, for real, they got their little tents and shit set up and stuff like that. I keep trying to tell y'all, everybody think people out here in Las Vegas live in a hotel, and we don't, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, Dave, come straight on up, man, and this and the other. Put the shades on and everything, and you know, he getting all out. He got the big belt buckle and shit. I'm like, okay, and they like, ooh, and everything. You know, they like, I thought they like shiny things. But listen, y'all, like I said, finally up in here, he making his way through here and everything. Never mind the smoke, Dave. Just come on in. Come on in and sit down and this and the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So listen, y'all, he is finally in the building, you know what I'm saying, and man, like I told you, the man been working harder than James Brown, the hardest working man in show business, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Boy Band Remix himself, you know what I'm saying, is definitely in the building. Y'all make sure y'all hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Share the link. Let everybody know that my man Dave is up in the building. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Now, once again, like I told y'all, he's been working, you know what I'm saying? Right, currently producing two stage shows simultaneously, all right? Trouble, T-R-U-B-B-L, and the Boy Band Remix. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's going to be going on out here in Vegas, you know, I'm pretty sure it is, and everything. I'm pretty sure this, you know, he has his residency out here, you know what I'm saying? Multi-platinum Grammy nominee and Billboard Award winner with over 15 million records sold. You know what I'm saying? Some of us can't even sell 5 out the trunk. He just sold 15 million, but he had the right people behind him, you know what I'm saying? And pushing it and this, that, and the other, but he still had to grind that shit out. I'm pretty sure he did. You know what I mean? Of course, traveled the world as a choreographer and dancer with acts such as NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, Aaron Carter. You know what I'm saying? And as the lead singer for Chippendales World Tour. Okay. So, like I said, y'all, here and walking through here and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Come on, have a seat, man. Listen, y'all, I want y'all to give him that Wake Ass Up Morning Show love. You know what I'm saying? All right, for my man, and I call him Mr. NSYNC, Mr. David Nicole. Y'all give him some love, y'all. Show him that love.
That's a lot of love. Lot of love. Lot of love.
I told you to leave the people out the lot, man.
That's a lot of love right there. A lot of love.
You broke it all in and everything. Now I got to get rid of some of these. Hey, y'all got to go, man. Y'all got to go. Everybody can't be up in here and everything. My studio, my studio security will take care of that. And leave my Krispy Kremes downstairs. Shit. And everything. Hell, I can't even. What's going on, bro?
Oh, you know, trying to wake my ass up, you know, come up here on your show, get some love.
Oh, yeah, man, we got plenty of love for you, man, you know what I'm saying? We've been waiting for you and this, that, and the other. That's why you got all these little chicks running around here and this, that, and the other. I had to tell him, all right, now, you know, if he bring his wife, y'all gonna run your asses off in this. Enough about me and us waiting on you. Introduce yourself to the world, man. We've probably got about 30,000 people listening right now, 35 people listening right now. We'll get into that. But introduce yourself to the world. Let them know who you be, who you are, like they probably don't already know. But I'm pretty sure our people in the foreign countries may not. So you got the floor. Do your thing.
So my name is David Nickel, N-I-C-O-L-L. Actually, more people around the world probably know me more than anybody here in Vegas. I've just been a blessed entertainer all my life. Grew up breakdancing and choreographing my breakdance routines and my group, my crew, and then imitating New Edition at the skating rinks when I was a kid. And then that grew up into being a choreographer for, you know, musical artists and Disney World and Chippendales and Walt Disney. You know, just multiple things. TV show. Then I got on Star Search back in the 90s, early 90s. Then I had a TV series called Nickelodeon's Roundhouse. Then I was a Power Ranger from 94 to 97 with Saban Entertainment. Then I got hooked up with the boy bands and started working with a lot of the boy bands out of Orlando. I got a call from Johnny Wright, a manager, and just got into that whole world, and that's when things blew up.
Wow, really? So that's how you started writing music, or already writing music?
I was already writing music. I was already writing music, recording music, but, you know, my biggest stuff just so happened. I was coming back from my 10-year reunion, and I started writing a song called Digital Get Down, and I just had a really good feeling about it. I had a magical feeling about it, to be honest with you, and I made some calls. To some of the producers that we're working with, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, that I had been doing some writing with. And I just told them, I was like, man, I got this dope-ass hook in my head, and I can't get rid of it.
Okay.
And it was like, digital get down. And that just, to me, I just thought, that is such a cool hook. Digital get down. Then I got into the studio, Transcon, with Fight Wren. And I just said, listen, I just need a cool, you know, like digital sounds, but with a hip-hop beat and all this stuff. And he just started playing around. And next thing you know, in 10 minutes, I wrote the hook. And then JC from NSYNC happened to call me and be like, hey, we just got back in town. What's going on? I was like, bro, I'm at the studio right now writing a hit. You should come down here. And he's like, man, I got to wash clothes and stuff. So come over to the crib after.
Okay.
So I said, all right, cool, come over. And so I went over there, and we ended up writing Digital Get Down, recording it the next day. Then he came up. He had a hook that he had started writing. So I jumped on that one, wrote the second verse and a bridge and stuff for that one. And within that 24-hour day, we got two songs that got placed, one on the No Strings Attached CD that they put out, and then one on the Grinch movie soundtrack with Jim Carrey. So that was a huge blessing. And then and the crazy part, that that Christmas song, You Don't Have to Be Alone, mm-hmm. that came out on the Grinch movie soundtrack that year. Then the next year it came out on the first Now, that's what I call Christmas, you know, those Now
okay.
CDs.
Uh-huh. Okay,
and
right.
And then they repeated that same CD the next year, so it came out 3 years in a row. And then the next year they put out Now, that's what I call Christmas 2. And it was on that one, too. So it was like, ooh, dang,
wow.
This is great.
Yeah. You get that's wow. That's nothing but a blessing from God. Listen, if you guys are just tuning in, hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 653-0199. We are talking with David Nickel right here. You know what I'm saying? And eating Krispy Kremes and doing Hennessy shots. Right. It's kind of like, oh, it's too early in the morning for this. But other than that, you know what I'm saying?
But this Hennessy will wake your ass up.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it will, especially at 8 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But listen, I know, yeah, and that Hennessy takes us naughty nights and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And everything.
Oh.
Now, what made you write that song?
Let's see. I was on tour with Chippendales, and just wanted to write something fun and cool and something that would be good for the tour
okay.
as an original song instead of singing, you know, everybody else's song all the time on that tour. And just from my experiences, I wrote a couple of songs that were fun.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun. You know?
Yeah, No joke, because I got, yeah, I watched the video. He even got the video to this, y'all. And it said, yeah, this is right here, live on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. My man D. Not
Yeah. Be nasty.
Trembling inside, you're feeling crazy.
657-383-0199. If you want to talk to my man David Nickel and probably book a naughty night, I don't know if he's doing this. I don't know if I'm doing any naughty nights. Yes, sir, man. That was Chippendale and the other. I'm pretty sure that got the room rocking and this and the other because it got that club feel to it and everything like that. So.
That was a fun song to do with them. It was a lot of fun. I do it at clubs and everything all around Europe, so it was fun.
Really? Really? Okay, you do it at clubs all around Europe and everything like that. So my thing is this. We're going to go and see how many of your friends from Europe are listening right now and this and the other because I know my headquarters is based out of London. And everything. So we got 31,860 people listening to my band, listen to my man David Nickel right now. You know what I'm saying? And of course, the States is coming in at 89.66%. United Kingdom coming in at 3.30%. Canada is coming in at 1.36%. And Russia still hanging there, 0.78%. And China. It's coming in at 0.65%. Of course, we got Brazil in the house. Colombia's in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nigeria. Woo-hoo. You know what I'm saying? Who else? Morocco. Shout out to Morocco. France is in the house. So, yeah, we know the United Kingdom. Poland is in here. Germany is in here. Of course, Turkey. Shout out to Turkey. I ain't seen y'all in a minute. Iran is in the building. India is in the house. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, China. You know what I'm saying? And, yes, Canada. And who is this on the belt? Mexico. And who is this on the tip? Yeah, that's the United States, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So we want to thank y'all for rocking and listening to us. You know what I'm saying? And listening to my man right now. You know what I mean?
What's up, world?
Yes, sir. Hey, y'all tuned in and this, that, and the other. And I know it's going to grow because some of them catch it later and this, that, and the other. It's the time zones. But I appreciate the ones that do stick around and try and catch me in the morning and everything like that here, Pacific Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, hit us up at 657-383-0199. We're sitting here talking to my man, David Nickel. Now, one thing I want to ask you, my brother, is doing what you do and everything to where you have to make sure that your contracts is right. Everything, you know what I'm saying, and stuff. It was every time, because I know a lot of people, they sign those contracts and they don't read of them and this, that, and the other. Is there ever a time you signed a bad contract in this game, or you know what I'm saying, or you didn't take the time to read what you were doing? You know what I'm saying and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You know, as a young artist, can you explain that to my listeners? Because I know I got a lot of listeners, unsigned artists that listen to this show because I bring on people
Absolutely.
Like yourself that has signed contracts. So please explain that to them and me too.
Oh yeah, yeah. So that's a good question because I did get housed on my contract. So
okay,
I got signed to a boy band for A&M Records back in 97, I think it was. And it was four guys, and we all band together to use one lawyer.
Okay.
And, you know, you negotiated the contract. It was cool. Everything was good except for they wanted to own all of our writers and publishing. And we were like, we need a 50-50 publishing deal. Like, you got to give us a regular publishing deal.
Yeah.
And so the lawyer went, did his thing, hit us back, and he was like, okay, cool. They'll do a 50-50 publishing deal, no problem. We were like, all right, cool. So we got what we wanted. Let's do it. Well, we didn't go back in and read it again at that point, you know.
Okay.
We just wanted to get our 50-50 publishing deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we signed the contracts, and then all that good stuff. Then come to find out 2 years later when I'm like trying to get out of the group because we had an album we were just about to release and A&M Records folded. The whole record label folded. So we were just kind of stuck in this thing, and I didn't like the production company. I loved the people of the production company, but they weren't listening to me, and they didn't know what they were doing. And it just kind of was just pissing me off. Here I am working with the biggest boy bands in the world, choreographing them, writing songs for them. And here I am signed to this, these people who don't have any experience, and I'm trying to, like, help them, and they don't want to listen to me because I'm in a group. I'm like, you guys are dumbasses. So I'm trying to get out of this contract, and I find out that they did a 50-50 publishing deal, but this stupid lawyer gave them all of our writers. So here you for the people out there that don't know, like, it's a pie. Think of a pie. You just gave up 50% of half of your song. The other, so there's two halves. There's the publishing side and the writer's side. Well, I gave up my 50% of my publishing side, and they, and the lawyer gave them all of our writers. So now I have only 25% of my song now. Okay. Now check this out. Or a quarter of it. And then they added a 35% administration fee on top of that. So therefore, now I'm getting just pennies. Okay. So that's the stuff that you got to look out for faux show. You know, so instead of, you know, having my writers, which everybody just gets their writers, so it's really, it's, I couldn't believe when I saw that this lawyer gave them our writers. Like, that's just uncalled for, unheard of. Like, that's fun. That was the name of my group, actually, Unheard Of. and we still are. but you know what? The cool thing that came out of that was I ended up, I was writing Digital Get Down. I was writing for my band, for my group. But I wrote it with JC from NSYNC, and then NSYNC loved the song, and they wanted the song. Johnny Wright, their manager, loved the song and wanted the song. So when our group didn't work out, we got it put on them. So it was cool.
Okay, so it was cool. All right. Well, that was one door closes, then another one opens. You know what I'm saying? God's good. You know what I mean? And everything. You know what I'm saying? Yep. That's why I put your title. Yeah, God is good, because I remember you was telling me, you was like, yeah, man, I did this and this and the other, and man, I'm being blessed to do it all over again. Man, that's a blessing. And then now you can, now you're at the realm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you've been at the realm, but it's like your shots. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, then, this is, you know what I mean? This is David Nichols. You know what I'm saying? David Nichols. It ain't about everybody else and who else and whoopty whoopty whoop and who are he. No, it's about.
Right. I'm finally getting to be in charge.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You're just getting your flowers. You know what I'm saying? Because now they're going, hey, he got a formula. Obviously, it works. You know what I mean? And everything. So maybe we need to sit back and be, you know, and let him talk, listen to him, and this and the other, because he makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people bypass that because of the industry. It's like, he makes sense, but this is what we was told to do. It's kind of like, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, in these days, like, man, nothing, you don't even know anymore. Like, I'm still confused at what's going on in the music industry now. Like, okay, does it make sense to even get a real deal anymore?
Right.
Or is it better to somehow just get an influencer to play your stuff on TikTok
and
just put it out?
Blow up.
Under your own stuff, just get your own publishing. Like, I was with DJ Nasty last week. He came over. He was DJing over at Dre's on Saturday with Rick Ross. And so I went and picked him up on Sunday. We hung out. He came out to the house. And that's one of the things we talked about. I was asking him, I was like, so do you guys have a publishing deal, or do you just do your own publishing? And he's been blessed to just do his own publishing. Like, and, he's wrote big stuff, like, all I do is win, no matter what. You know,
right.
He's DJ Khaled's DJ.
Right, so, right, right.
So he's got major hits with Ludacris and
uh-huh.
Fat Joe, Khaled, and all that
wow.
stuff. And, you know, he has his own little publishing deal, whereas they tacked on a little 35% administration fee for my stuff. He does the
okay.
same thing. You know, he pays them a little percentage,
okay.
and they collect his royalties.
Okay.
And
okay.
so if you can do that and then put yourself out on social media and start growing and getting shows so that you actually get paid, because
right.
not many people are getting really paid. I put out 2 albums. I didn't get paid nothing on just, you know, from digital sales and all that stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's just it's hard to get paid with all that stuff. But if you can get out there, that's
uh-huh.
the most important, because if you can do your shows, then you get paid to do shows, you know.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's still good to get
like
a record deal, I'm sure.
Yeah, long as you keep things in motion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you got to get out there somehow or another. But the
mm-hmm.
I mean, the playing field is way easier to take advantage of now that we have social media and digital media, everything.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you just get the right people or the right company that can put you out there. You keep
uh-huh.
all your publishing, keep all your writers. You just keep all the money that comes in. You just pay your producers and stuff like that.
Right.
And then you're good.
Okay, is that what you call robo-motion?
I love it.
Is that what you call robo-motion, man? Because that's constantly on the move.
Pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Well, I like that. That's funny.
Oh, yeah, I have ways. You know, like, how did you come up with that concept?
There was a TV show on Fashion One Network, which is worldwide, except for United States.
Okay.
And they wanted a TV show. They wanted us to put together an Asian group, like a K-pop group, but girls.
Okay.
And they wanted to film the whole thing, you know. So we did the auditions. We chose the girls. And then I had to help choose the girls. I had to write a song. Record the song with the girls and choreograph the song with the girls and do a video with the girls. So it was fun. We actually filmed it in Philippines. And so
wow.
I was out there for a couple months and it was great, but it was TV. So it was drama,
yeah.
all this bullshit. I was
Lord.
Yeah, so the producers would cause drama and all that stuff, and I was like, okay, I know what you want. I know what you want.
Okay, yeah,
so
right.
So I would let the girls know. Look, I'm gonna come in here like a dick and
right.
just
mm-hmm.
act stupid, but I really couldn't. I'm not that kind of person. But I would give them the drama that they wanted. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Keep everybody happy.
I gave the show the drama they wanted. So, anyways, I wrote this song. And then it was too good. The song is too good for that. Because
okay.
they wanted to do a buyout for $10,000. Like, they just wanted to give me $10,000 and own the song.
You walk away. Yeah,
and,
okay. No.
Yeah, and I don't have no rights to it. I'm like, nah, I ain't going to be able to do it.
No.
So,
then you turn it into a ringtone and it makes millions.
Right. So, yeah, so I was just not having it. And so then me and my friend that was I was doing the show with, we wrote right on the spot. We just wrote a different song for the show. And
okay. And this
that was cool.
Get.
But Robo Motion, it was my follow-up basically to Digital Get Down for NSYNC. I was like,
okay.
the lyrics on this are sick. Like,
okay.
I'm sure you're about to play it, so... Like, listen to the lyrics are just sick. And I just felt like, you know, I love it for myself, but
uh-huh.
I, you know, the conceptually, I just kept seeing like Katy Perry doing a video to the song. Like,
okay.
I just thought, wow, she could do this because she does all these, you know, visuals
uh-huh.
and all that futuristic stuff. Like
she's like a pop Missy Elliott.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And she comes with the anime. right. Robo she comes motion. With everything. Well, here we go right now, y'all. Robo Motion.
Transmission, baby, I'm gonna find you, baby. I'm plugged into the satellite, I'm searching through the stars. Your signal's sliding through knots, I'm almost pinning you knots. My senses lighting up to simulate it beating hard. I feel your hour, radio voice. I feel your hour, radio voice. You got my axis, rotating for joy.
Catch my visual, but basically it's, you know, it was like a girl at a space station, and there's a robot pilot that, you know, cyborg basically, and somehow the cyborg ends up catching feelings, and the girl catching feelings for the cyborg, and that's basically what that's about.
Yeah, and they get into a robo motion. And it's in the other something, you know what I'm saying? Something that people probably can't understand, you know what I'm saying, and everything. It's like a love, it's like a love that you do with a human, but only it was robo. It was a robot.
Yep.
Like you said, it was a cyborg, and it's in the other. He had an eye that spoke.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But listen, man, we've enjoyed you. Before you go now, and I've been, you know, you spent a couple of months over here in China and this and the other. Now, for you cats, now, people that don't understand the music industry and they see that on TV, like, you, they make sure that you got Bentleys and Ferraris and this and the other and everything. Does that really go on, or I'm pretty sure TV exaggerates. And this, that, and the other, and everything.
Yeah, TV exaggerates a lot of stuff. People rent those cars to be seen in. No, not everybody owns a Bentley or a Ferrari or any of that stuff. You know, not to say not any of them. Like a lot of them that are actually real and have been around. You know, like both you and I know, like the originals. You know, you know, the original hip hop artists and stuff that talk about that stuff. They've been around the game for a long time, and yes, they have it all. You know, you got Busta Rhymes and, you know, all the big rappers of the 80s and 90s that we grew up with that we love, you know, they have it all. But some of these artists out here that are just making it off of social media, getting these deals where they get, you know, 200 to 500 million, or not million, but $1,000 to record an album. Now, if they go out and buy a $200,000 car, now they don't have no money, and plus they got to pay all that back to the record label.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
And not only do they have to pay it back to the record label, but they also have to pay for the car, you know?
Right, exactly.
Because they didn't buy it straight out, you know what I mean? So a lot of people get caught up because, you know, just in my, like, just like in my case, okay, if I would have went out and spent all that money when I got my deal with my boy band, and then 2 years later, you know, the whole record label folded, our record never came out, then I'd be caught with all that money, you know, and be broke, you know.
Gotcha.
So yeah, people got to be careful. People talk a lot of game, you know, and some people got money because, you know, they're trapping, you know.
Yeah.
It ain't from the music, you know. It takes, you don't just come out and all of a sudden you have a bunch of music. It takes time to collect all the royalties, and you get royalty payments two times a year. Like mine's coming like March and November or something like that. September, I think, actually. You know, so two times a year I'll get some royalties. So, you know, you don't get money overnight unless you're doing shows. And that's why I was saying, like, one of the biggest things you can do nowadays is just book shows. Like, get your name out there, get your song out there, get people listening. And get fans and go out there and book shows.
Now, a lot of the artists make it look like it's very easy to just book a show and things like that. Can you explain? You have to be hot in the region that you're trying to book in and the other, because you'll fuck around and you'll be the only one in that building performing.
That is facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so explain that to the artists.
Yeah. I was just talking to some fans of BTS, because I do writing for some of the K-pop music and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And so I was like, why are these girls so crazy with BTS? I mean, I was around. I was one of the first people to bring New Kids on the Block to us. Stage and you know, I toured with Backstreet and NSYNC and stuff. I've been around all the screaming girls, but BTS is on another level. I'm like, what is really going on? they just sold out the freaking stadium for four nights in a row.
For four nights.
But not only did you know they nearly sold out the MGM Arena at the same time for people to go in there and watch it. On the big screen, like on the big movie screen.
But with all due respect, it's they're people from their country.
It's girls from every country.
Oh my God! Okay. My goodness. Well, you gotta understand.
I was talking to two white girls from Canada. They flew all the way down here, and they went to every show. They stayed here for a week in Las Vegas and went to four shows, like two on this weekend and two the next weekend.
Wow.
And they were not Chinese. They're two white girls from Canada. So and I was out there. And it's everybody. It's girls, all kinds of girls that just love them.
Those tickets were how much?
A lot. A lot. I mean, I think I heard like the cheapest ones, if you were lucky enough to grab them, were like $600. But the crazy thing was, it wasn't even open to the public. It was sold out. Four stadium shows just to their members of their fan club.
And thank you. That's what I'm saying. It was, you know what I mean? It was fan base. That
big time.
You know what I'm saying?
And
I mean, I was looking at him and I was like, okay. Well, you know, they got the, they almost remind you of the Beatles.
Yeah.
They almost remind you of the Beatles. The way some of them's hair is cut and this, that, and the other is just the, in the type of outfits, just more 2022, fashionable, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? When the Beatles came to, that tastes the same type of hysteria.
Yeah. Oh,
you know
yeah.
And that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But you guys, who you were riding with, I mean, NSYNC, when they first jumped on the scene, I mean, hell, I remember them selling out, I was in Detroit, I remember them selling out Joe Louis Arena and things like that there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, yeah. They were doing big things. I mean, shoot, we did the stadium that was that's here. You know, we did this stadium here. We did a stadium tour.
Okay.
But not four nights in one place. Yeah.
You said not 4 nights in a row, is it? You said, well, man, what's y'all's secret?
Okay, another level. Well, I also talked to the guy that owns the label, and he was like, it's just technology, man. Well, it's their connection. So what they do is they basically, those guys are working 24 hours a day. They are on social media. They are doing live chats with all of their fans day after day throughout every day. They're really connecting. Like, these girls even said it. They were like, they just make us feel like they really love us. They really care about their fans and all this stuff. Like, we're on their chat and we're talking to them. I was like, wait, they speak English? And they were like, no, but they have their, you know, translators. They have their translators right there on social media.
Yeah, the translator right there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we could turn it to where, you know, they can understand what they're saying in any language. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's before we get up out of here, man, that's one thing I want you to touch on is being these entertainers, these guys, you just made a big statement. You said those guys work 24/7. They're doing the internet. Interacted with their fan base and this that, and the other to build this type of following and everything.
Right.
Now we understand what that takes. Anybody that's an artist or a musician that's been in this, trying to get in this industry, we understand what that takes. But a person like yourself that's in it, or like BTS that's in it, explain the time that it takes away from being you and being yourself. It's kind of like, well, damn, I just got off stage and now I got to talk to another 4,000 people on, you know what I'm saying, on social media. You got to really live, sleep, eat, and breathe this shit to really go, okay, then, yeah, let's do this, and this, that, and the other, because I'm pretty sure you get tired of people.
Well, and that's why they're so big and I'm not, because I don't have the time to do all that. I got two little kids that, you know, I've lived a blessed life. Like, there's nobody in this world that has lived the life that I have lived, you know.
Okay.
I went from, like I said, like when I was young, I started on TV, on Nickelodeon. I went. I was a Power Ranger, one of the biggest, most adored shows in the world.
Yes.
You know, then I went to working with all the boy bands, with screaming girls all around us. You know, traveling the world with them. Maybe not the world, but I traveled Europe with them.
Okay.
And then from there, being the lead singer for Chippendales World Tour, which I did tour the world with them. Like, there's nobody that's been blessed like me. Like, I've been singing for girls all my life. I've been surrounded by screaming girls. I've been blessed. And now I'm blessed with two little baby girls, a six-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'll be seven on Friday. And then my two-and-a-half-year-old. Like, that to me is the biggest blessing in my world. And I don't have time to get on social media and live and talk to people and do all that all day, 24 hours a day. Like, nah. My time now is designated to my kids. So, you know, I work. I get out there and hustle. Now I'm working on my boy band shows, which, you know, hopefully real soon will be here on the Las Vegas Strip. So people can come.
Yes, it will. I'll be down there in the front row like, oh, my God, They'll be like, yeah. Who is this big motherfucker with the chains on this shit?
In the front room
talking about, oh my God, they're going to go, hi. Hi. Oh, I know David. That's the homie and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny. I know. It's so funny because on Friday night, was it Friday night or Saturday night? I think it was Saturday night. I went to the Pop 2000 tour, so I wanted to catch up with all my friends like LFO, O-Town, Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC was
there. Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mark McGrath was there from Sugar Ray, and I know all of them, so I went up there and hung out with them. But a friend of mine had tickets, and all I was thinking was like, this fool better not have us up in the front row or some shit like right in the front. I'm like, I am not.
Right down on the front row and everything, so you'd be like, wow, everybody. Aren't you? Three
dudes up in the front. And I'm like, I'm not with the party. So
I'm cool. Yeah.
I like to kick back. I like to watch the shows. So I'm not all about that front row stuff. Like I kick back by the sound booth or something, and just because I, you know, as a producer and creator. Mm-hmm. I like to watch stuff. And then, you know, so I watched some, and I went backstage and caught up with everybody and all that stuff.
That's what's up.
Front row, that's cray-cray. I'll get you your tickets up in the front row if that's what you want.
Because I'll come down and sit down and this and the other with my cane, and they'll go, who the hell is this? And everything, you know what I'm saying? Because I like to make an entrance and stuff, what I'm saying? And they going to go, aren't you? And I go, yeah, Fat Man West Coast. Because usually I got something to say to wake your ass up morning show or something like that or something airbrushed or some shit. They going to see my ass in the front row. They going to go, big motherfucker in the front row hollering your name. He's going to go, oh, that's just the big homie. He out there clowning and this and the other. He having a good time. He harmless and everything. You know what I'm saying? Not unless you got some burgers, then you step back and shit, don't walk up on it and everything. You know what I'm saying? But listen, we appreciate you calling. We appreciate you being on the show. You know what I'm saying? Today, before we go, you got any new music coming? You got anything you're working on?
Yeah, man, like I told you, like trying to figure out the newest, best ways to put out music. That's what I'm kind of in the middle of doing, trying to figure out the best platform to release music, what company is going to not only just put your money out, put your music out there, but also work with you on getting it placed on like soundtracks and stuff. I'm looking at different platforms right now, but I'm really looking to put this song out that you're about to hear. I believe, are you gonna play it? Plateau.
No, you didn't send me Plateau, bro. You sent me Robo Motion.
I sent Plateau before that. Oh, shoot. Oh, dang
it. And everything. You know what I'm saying? But make sure you send it so we can definitely play it in the morning. And everything.
Yeah, it's this song I originally wrote for a K-pop group as well, but it just fit me too good, and I just love it. It's called Plateau. But, yeah, that's the one I'm looking to put out real soon. I'm just trying to find the right platform.
All right. But tell everybody how they can find you, download your music, if they want to consult with you and things about doing a show or doing something like that, or you're directing or production skills. How can they get in touch with you?
The best one to really get a hold of me is Instagram at dnickel4. And that's DNICOLL, the number 4. If you want to catch up on stuff for my boy band show, check out the Boy Band Remix. And that, those are probably the easiest ones. Those are the best ones. My my Facebook is full, and you can't do much with that. So, but my Instagram, get on there, check me out, follow me, and oh yeah, you know I got TikTok too. I forgot about the TikTok.
Okay, you got TikTok. And I forgot about that, man.
Yeah, I got the TikTok. You know what I mean?
You got the TikTok too, man.
Yeah, so that's actually David.
I know I'm 53. Be like, yeah, man, you hit me on my TikTok.
Right, exactly.
I just say that shit. I be like, I just say that shit. Never mind, Clem. Never mind. Don't hit me on
that's
TikTok.
Funny.
Just,
I got some fun stuff. I do have some fun stuff on my TikTok, on my personal TikTok. That's David Nickel 04.
All right.
So 04.
Right,
David Nickel 04.
Right.
And then I also have the Boy Band Remix on there as well. So
Yes. Now, how is that coming along?
The TikTok?
No. Or
the
Boy Band Remix. Yeah.
Oh, good. So there's two different shows.
Okay.
Trouble is my big show. That's like my Las Vegas, you know, residency show. Which we have talked with the heads of MGM coming up here real soon. My partner is Philip Lawrence, who wrote everything with Bruno Mars. He's Bruno Mars' production partner. So he's one of my partners on the show. So he's got a personal relationship with MGM, as you know, they used to perform. They used to perform over at Park MGM and all that stuff. And so that's being worked out. And then the Boy Band Remix is more of a smaller show, like featuring me. So it's almost the same show, but this one is like me and a couple other singers. It's not like a full 5, 6, 7 guys. So it's a smaller, it's more of like I'll go to Blue Martini and do it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or
gotcha.
Clubs, like the little clubs, whereas Trouble is a big theater show.
Okay.
You know, but going all good, right. Man. I did the Boy Band Remix over in February here in Las Vegas, and it was great. All the fans loved it. All the friends, everybody. It's just a good time. You know, if you love boy band music, we do all the hits from NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block, 98, the Green Boys, the Men. You know, you name it, we got all those hits in there. So,
man,
it's a lot of fun.
Man,
so follow it up on TikTok and Instagram. Hit me up, friend me, follow. Let's go,
y'all. Like I said, man, give it up for the big homie, David Nickel. Yes, sir.
Gonna be one of them days.
live and direct. Shout out to my man, Nickel. I forgot to tell David, me and him, we have a mutual friend and everything. Goes by the name of Talbot Snow, the Snowman and everything. DJ Snowman. Shout out to my man Talbot Snow out there, DJ Snowman. You know what I'm saying? Me and Talbot used to roll together back in the day when I first moved out here around about 04, 05. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Talbot would help me with my music. He did a couple of commercials for me that we put on UPN when UPN was out here. We put a commercials on UPN and everything. He helped me get my CD together and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And then he started working with a couple of other artists out here. What's my man's name? Man, I forget the guy. He's been working in and work at one of the dispensaries and everything. So big shout out to my man Talbot Snow. Big shout out to my man David. You know what I'm saying? Everything. We're going to do something like this. David made sure that he sent me this music. So if we could get up and everything right now, I'm going to see about getting it in here. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It is now 9:43 a.m. I want to give everybody a big shout out. And this, any other 16 minutes left of the show. And everything, you know what I'm saying? And, like I said, y'all, today is a good day. Make sure you get outside and everything like that. Make sure you keep it positive today. And happy belated Mother's Day. But listen, check this out. We got the song that my man wanted us to play. And we're going to play it right now.
You play yourself if you thinking. You gon' tell my girl while I'm blinking. You must be on time or you drinking. You didn't know I'm not, eyes twinkling. Like the way that you are dreaming. Shoot for the moon, therefore even if you miss, you'll land among stars. But you'll never get there, so infinity and beyond. Plateau, you ain't ready for me, oh no.
Mine from heaven.
by my man David Nico. You know what I'm saying? Now that shit goes hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Boy, Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. 13 minutes left into the show. You know what I'm saying? And this is how we do it. It is 61 degrees out here at Las Vegas, Nevada, 9:46 a.m. You know what I'm saying? And we up in here with my man David Nico, you know what I mean? And it's all about the plateau. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on. May you play yourself if you thinking. You go to my girl while I'm blinking. You must be on time or you drink. You are dreaming, shoot for the moon, therefore even if you miss, you'll land among stars, but you'll never get there, so infinity and beyond. Plateau, you ain't ready for me, oh no. All these kids be thinking they know.
Show y'all, listen, we about to slide, slip it right up out of here, you know what I'm saying? But we want to hear our feedback. Y'all hit me up on my social media, y'all text me, y'all know how to get in touch with me, anything like that, or just call me first thing tomorrow morning, 8 Pacific Standard Time right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It is the Wake Your Ass Morning Show. Big shout out to my man, David Nico. I appreciate you coming on the show, bro, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Dropping some wisdom, dropping some knowledge, dropping new music, letting us break new music here, right here on the show. So to everybody out there in the Philippines, out there in China, out there in Russia, if Russia is still picking me up, y'all already know this is meant to be. This was blessed. God bless you, my brother. Keep on doing your thing, and we are right here if you ever want us or need us for anything, playing your music, giving you a shout-out. Putting it out there in the magazine, it don't make a difference. We are fans of David Nico, and we riding with you, player. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. Listen, y'all. We about to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying, y'all? Make sure you get out of the house today. Make sure you do be nice to somebody today. Don't be walking around with all this animosity and all this hatred in your heart and things like that. Sometimes we got to let things sometimes let the chips fall where they may. Just let it go. You know what I'm saying? And keep on pushing. If it ain't bringing you money, if it ain't stopping your hustle, if it ain't stopping your flow, if it ain't bothering your peace and your serenity, let it go. You know what I'm saying? And it's in the other. Catch it on the flip side. It ain't important right now. You know what I'm saying? So I have to learn that because I know I can be impatient. I know I want a lot of things to jump off. David is coming from, you know what I'm saying? I'm a two little girls also. One will be 13 next month, and the youngest one will be 7 in July. You know what I'm saying? And my priority here, you know what I mean? I lose a lot of girlfriends because they say they're not a priority in my life and things like that. And I'm kind of like, no, not right now, sweetie. My priority belongs to them two little girls. And if you don't understand that, then you got to keep it moving in a robo motion. You got to keep it moving in a robo motion. Saying and everything because I don't have time for that, this, that, the other. Yes, they come first on everything that I do. It's the good Lord, it's my daughters, and then it's me, and then it's my family. You know what I'm saying? So in that order. So if I'm wrong, sue me. I'll get you on the back end and this, that, and the other. So listen, y'all, we about to get up out of here. I want to thank y'all for rocking with us today. You know what I'm saying and everything. Enjoy your day. You know what I'm saying? Don't sweat the small shit. And damn sure you can handle the major shit. You know what I'm saying? So listen, for myself and the Wake Your Ass Up Morning staff, we about to get up out of here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I will catch y'all tomorrow. Same place, same time, same station. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Fat Man West Coast. You know what I mean? And think I'm about to go have a naughty night. Peace.
Partaking, you're trying. Since you're hating and you're waiting just to see me bust. I'm from the desert, nigga, stomping and kicking up dust. I'm from the desert, I'ma pop you and drain you like pus. I'm from the desert where they cut you and chew up your gut. I'm from the desert, nigga, I don't know who I can trust. I'm from the desert where my Glock and two clips is a must. I'm from the desert where the cop and the crook is in touch. I'm from the desert, nigga, all you can see is my dust. I got a bitch in the 50, she look like she 20. She selling pills to the customers working at Denny's. She dressed to kill like she working at Leather and Fendi. She give me thrills when she say you got somewhere to send me. Bitch, it's the deal and it's just as good a time as any. And I'm for real, leave the money with my nigga Kenny. She give me chills when she working with her sister Jenny. For dollar bills, I keep my bitches like it to me. I'm from the desert where some niggas are snakes are the same. I'm from the desert where some niggas be faking for fame. I'm from the desert where the police be smoking the cane. I'm from the desert where the police smoke niggas and bang. I'm from the desert where the jury and judge is tame. If you ain't ready for no justice, go back where you came. If you think your life is precious, you better refrain. And keep your hands where they can see them and keep your name.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Feet is my dust.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dust. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Feet is my dust.
I'm from the desert, nigga. I'm from the desert, so take a second to comprehend me. I get a check and I'm selling pussy cause pimping in me. I'm from the desert where bitches popping their pussy plenty. They get the bag and bring it to me and Uncle Benny.